K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Cody. How you doing?
Hey, Cody.
Cody.
What's up?
I was hoping you guys could help me. I went on a date the other night. Kind of a 1.5 date. Like, I met this woman originally at a club that I went to with some friends, you know, sort of a singles club thing.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we really hit it off. Had an incredible time. I don't dance. I was dancing.
And how was that?
Yeah, Cody.
It was, well, I don't know. I didn't get arrested and I didn't see anything on YouTube.
Nice.
So, you know, like I said, we had a great conversation too. Like, you know, we were laughing at each other's jokes, had a great time. So we set a time to have another date. A day later, we went out, had dinner and stuff. It seemed, you know, we ended up not going dancing, but, you know, it didn't end horribly, but I don't know. I am really into her. I like her. I called her and gave her a text the next day, and it's been radio silence.
No.
Whoa.
A whole bunch of nothing.
Well, that's what we're here for,
Cody. It is what we're here for. So,
well, that's why I'm calling.
So, yeah, if you want to hold on, we'll grab her phone number off the air and give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on here.
Sure.
You don't think it was the dancing that scared her off of you?
She saw it that night. She... You had a chance to bail then.
All right, hold on just a second.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Cody, gotta ask, do you do the Dougie?
No, not in Kentucky.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
A Blake Shelton fan there. All right.
All right, well, we'll see if we can get this figured out here for you, Cody, Mr. Dancing Queen.
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hi, we are looking for Shannon. Is she available?
Oh, this is Shannon.
Hey, Shannon, you're not in class or anything?
Well, I am on my lunch break. It's almost over. So, you know, who is this?
I want to know if you're playing hooky.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but I'm on a break. So
it's a Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Oh, my God.
How are you?
No way.
How are things in Fairborn today?
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. It's
no doubt.
So yeah, so it's like I just have a minute, but this is really cool.
Hey, so you like to dance, we hear.
I do. Uh-huh. I do. It's fun.
With Cody.
Yeah.
Oh,
but you talked about radio silence, a little silence. No.
Yeah.
There.
So you know Cody? He knows you.
I do. I recently met Cody. Yeah.
Well, he reached out to us because he thought you guys had a good time and he felt a little something between you guys, but he said he called and sent you a text. And he didn't want to, like, annoy you, but he heard nothing.
Well, I mean, he's nice.
That's good.
And?
This was strange. We met up for our first date. We were meeting at his place and he wasn't quite ready.
Okay.
And, you know, so that was no big deal, but... Okay, this is so weird. I swear I have been more comfortable in cheap, dirty, gross hotel rooms.
Oh, my gosh.
Why?
Because while he was getting ready, and I totally understand that, because that's happened to me where you're finishing up your hair, you know, you're getting ready. But he had me, you know, I was sitting on the couch, and he came over and sat down next to me, and he was cutting his toenails. Like, clipping his nails, and
gross.
I was so horrified. I just sat there. I mean, they're flying everywhere, including my lap.
Oh.
And he had really, like, I mean, they really needed some attention. Like, they were not good toenails.
Oh.
But he's just chatting away like nothing's weird. And it's our very first date, and I'm sitting on his couch next to him, and his toenails are flying.
Oh.
That is disgusting.
It was bad. It was really bad. And we were going to dinner, and, like, I really lost my appetite.
Was he trying to talk to you while he was doing this?
Yeah, I was just chatting away about his day, and I was sitting there, like, I mean, if he really had to do that, couldn't he have, like, gone in another room?
I usually do it in, like, over the toilet.
Yeah. I guess at least he didn't bite him.
Yeah, but then, I mean, they were flying all over. It's not like he was picking them up. I had to brush a few off my lap.
Oh, that is so gross. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so then all I could think of is that's what's all over the floor. And, I mean, his place, it's not like he was a pig or anything, but that's gross. It was horrible. He's really nice.
It wasn't that bad. Come on. I think she's exaggerating.
You know who that is, right?
Oh, my God. Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, I don't want to be mean, but I mean, that was gross. That was really gross. It was our first date. That is not first date appropriate.
I didn't think it was a big, I just felt really comfortable with you. I didn't want to, you know, have to scream from a bathroom or something. I just, I don't know. I didn't think it was a big deal.
What about the clippings though? I mean, do you do that all the time?
Well, I pick them up.
Not the ones in my lap.
Now, Shannon, you said that.
I didn't know some went in your lap. I'm sorry.
Now, you said that they needed attention. How bad was it?
Yeah, what's that mean?
I'm sorry, Cody, but I got to tell the truth. They're like those really, like, you know, the thick yellow, super long. I mean, they needed to be trimmed. I will give you that, Cody. They definitely needed to be trimmed. But did you have to do it sitting next to me?
Well, I don't know. My family gets it, you know, that's not a big deal. I'm sorry it offended you, whatever.
You know, I mean, the worst part is that later when I got home and, you know, was taking my hair down, all that stuff, I had toenails in my hair.
Come on.
So bad. They were crying. I don't think you understand that, you know, when your toenails are in that kind of condition, you know, when you're clipping them, it's a little out of control. And I just think, you know, there's a level of comfort that someday, I mean, maybe if you've been married for 25 years, that's one thing. But this was our first date.
So, like, were they, Cody, like, when's the last time you clipped them? Were they long?
I don't know. I mean, they needed to be done. You know, after dancing the night before, it was kind of rough on the feet. So, I don't know. I didn't think it would be such a big deal. Jeez.
Well,
it was gross.
So you guys didn't end up going to dinner or anything, right? Or did you?
No, we went to dinner. Whatever.
I didn't eat much.
No doubt.
It's gross.
Well,
yeah, well,
maybe we can fix it.
Okay, guys. So if you both agree right now to go on a second date, we are more than happy to get a limo that we have here for you. Send it out. We'll pick you both up. Send you somewhere to eat. We have a lot of concert tickets right now. Maybe go see a concert.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to. You know, I'm sorry I did that. I won't do it again. Yeah.
I don't think I can get past that. And you know, you're really nice, and I wish you the best of luck, but I can't.
The toenail to the hair.
Yeah, the toenails and the hair. Kinda, yeah.
Did you wash your hair real good?
Oh, yeah. I stayed up late just to make sure I was not going to bed.
Well, Cody, at least you're a good dancer.
Yeah, exactly. You got your groove on, so.
Yeah.
Well, Shannon, we'll let you get back to class.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, Cody.
Bye.